Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Mike with the Daily BM, and guess what? We're back with a new episode after a long hiatus because Brad and I ate way too much turkey and we fell into comas, and then we woke up later and produced this gem of an episode where Brad talks about his pet peeves when it comes to overweight personal trainers, and I have an issue too, and as you can hear, Brad is here with me listening to make sure I do this correctly. So enjoy this episode. Remember, like and subscribe. And we are going to be going back to daily after this episode, hopefully, if we can wake up early enough to get this shit done. Enjoy. And here we go.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Pat, miss us? Probably not. But here we are. It's Mike, Ben, Brad in the house. What's going on, Mikey?
It's been so long since you've done an intro. You gotta have to do it.
Yeah, no, fuck. It has
it's
been.
It's Mike.
And Brad.
I know I'm Brad and Mike. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. They knew what I meant.
I'd say it's good to be back, but you know what? I didn't want.
Yeah, true, right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I just hadn't been feeling it lately. So, you know what? You pay the price, yeah. I guess, if you listen to us, but whatever.
It's a fucking holiday. Yeah, you know, we slacked off a little bit. We'll try to get better. We're thinking about going daily again. I'm trying to push a daily thing in, but Brad's being reluctant.
I told you, no means no. You cannot push it in daily on me. I'm sorry.
Too much commitment.
Are we still talking? Oh, we're talking about the show.
Gotcha. It's too much commitment. Too much commitment.
All right.
Speaking of commitment.
Okay. Yes. Let's talk about your commitment.
You had a topic that you wanted to talk about.
I do have something I want to talk about. Okay. So I saw something and I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Actually, I'm going to ask you one question, but you get to answer it with two answers. All right.
I get two answers. That's
so
impressive.
I was watching another podcast and I saw
fucking
it's basically
cheater.
It's I know I'm a cheater. I've been cheating on you. But I was watching one and these guys were talking about personal trainers.
Yeah.
OK. So I want to know, what is a red flag for you when you're going to hire a personal trainer? What would be a red flag for you?
Man, there's just so many red flags.
Okay, you get three. Go.
They failure to make eye contact.
Wow. Okay, I didn't think of that one.
If they're more interested in talking about themselves than listening.
Huh?
Exactly.
No, go ahead.
How are you?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Shocker. Get in line with everybody else.
And I think the biggest red flag for me would be if they don't actually act like they care and it's all about the bottom line.
Okay. I think those are pretty good.
I've had all three of those in the past.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have two. Because I agree with this guy, what he said. He's a personal trainer, okay?
Yeah.
He came – and I liked his facial expression during it, because he was just like stone statue cold when he said it, and he meant and the other podcaster is fucking dying laughing. He was also a personal trainer. He's just cracking the fuck up. My number one deal breaker, and I know this sounds petty, if you're fatter than me, and I'm gonna be honest with you, hear me out on this. This is pretty fucking. Okay. This is pretty harsh. If you're fatter than me, then you're telling me. You can be smart as shit. I get it, dude. But when you're in the fitness industry, you've got to hold a certain your body is your advertisement for me. So if you look like you're eating six Big Macs more than me, then I don't want to fucking go to you. That's just I know I'm gonna probably catch some backlash for that, but that's a fucking fact. I'm sorry. My second one is real simple. If I work out with you, and you're looking. Pardon me. If you come in with no game plan and you're just looking around the room trying to figure out where you're going to take me next to go work out, that is a fucking 100% deal breaker for me as well.
Wow. See, I've never had a trainer do that.
I have in the past where they just look like, okay, where are we going next? And I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? It lasted one session.
The only time I had that was when we were at like Planet Fatness. You know, with their
Planet Fatness.
With their, their day one, you know, walk around. Quasi trainer person, where they're like
the one that says you get one free session with a personal trainer.
Yeah,
Those remind me of the back in the lifestyle family fitness days, man.
They teach you how to eat the, pizzas and the bagels.
Once a month, dude, you're going to get a freaking large slice of pizza, man. I mean,
you can eat as much as you want. This is a judgment-free zone.
So, I know.
Just don't grunt too loud or drop the weights. You're fucked.
Yeah. Luck alarm. I thought they got away with, or they did away with those.
I don't know.
Those luck alarms.
I was only a member for like 6 months and then I just couldn't handle it. The purple drove me away.
Yeah. I know, man. You totally feel like you're on a purple dinosaur, man, the whole entire time you're in there working out.
See,
what drove me away from Planet Fitness, just to jump on that real quick, what drove me away from them was the fact of lack of free weights. The lack of free weights, it was all machines, and the people in Planet Fitness are just fucking rude, man.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Sorry. They're not gym people. I hate to say it because, I get it. But there is a certain gym etiquette. So if like Mike, if you're on a machine and you're doing a set and I see you finish the set and you know I need to get in and I came up and said, hey, man, do you mind if I squeeze in with you? Don't be a dick because I know what you're going to say. Fuck you. No way. But if I came up to you, gym etiquette, and you didn't know me and I said, hey, man, do you mind if I squeeze in with you on this set while you're going through your rest? What would you say 9 times out of 10? I mean, being serious here.
First, I would exhale deeply. I'd be like, then I'd pull my AirPods out and I'd be like, what? And then you'd be like, can I please work in with you? I'll be like, no, my rest is almost over. Fucking wait. And then I would just go right back to texting.
You're so full of shit. Go back to texting.
Yeah. I'd be like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to update my fucking playlist. Hey. I'm deciding which Taylor Swift song I want to listen to next, asshole.
Taylor Swift. You did not go there.
Yeah. Swifty.
And then you walk off going, and the haters gonna hate.
I'm just gonna shake.
Whatever the fuck she says, shake it off.
You know, I didn't actually start liking Taylor Swift until I saw The Rock sing Shake It Off on Ballers in his car. Because he just booked a deal, and I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
She's The Rock.
And then my daughter got into Taylor Swift because she's in the Taylor Swift era.
See, I think old school rock is way better than new school rock. I don't like The Rock now. I think he's kind of douchey. He comes off kind of douchey.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Like his fame's gotten to his head. Like he thinks he's just fucking Joe Cool. Where when he was The Rock in WWE and he would sing the songs with the guitar and do those kind of things in the ring, that's when he was fucking hilarious,
Have you watched Mr. McMahon on Netflix?
Not yet. I plan on it.
You need to watch it. Talk about a trip down memory lane and nostalgia. Oh my God. I had totally forgotten how much wrestling I watched with my dad as a kid until I started seeing the archive footage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit. I remember that live. I remember when Austin 316 was created. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I remember when
Rattlesnake is in the building.
When Linda McMahon came out of her coma and kicked Vince McMahon in the dick and slapped him. You know what I mean? Like, I remember that shit live. I was like, damn. And that was like 30 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yes. See, I remember Stacy Keibler getting up on the desk. And you could never do that these days. People would lose their
fucking... You couldn't do half the shit you did there. He made Trish Stratus get on all fours in the middle of the ring and bark like a dog. And then he told her to take off her clothes if she wanted to keep her job. And like literally it was like a titty show right there in the middle of the episode on TV. Like the shit that they did, you cannot
never get away.
He's actually getting heat for it now. Like, because all the Me Tooers are coming out.
Of course.
He's actually under a big lawsuit right now. I don't know if it's come out. What's happened, but he's so fucking old, he
can't even hardly move anymore. I mean, just let the old guy
he's still jacked up, dude. He's still jacked, bro. He's still taking
steroids.
I thought
he was all fucked up. I saw him with a cane walking out of one of his depositions, dude. He looked horrible. Are you sure?
That might have been a work. That was a work.
He smell what the bitch is cooking.
He was baby facing for the
judge
jury.
Yeah.
For the jury. He's baby facing.
I'm so
literally,
fucked up.
Dude, he's like one of the greatest showmen of all time. Like, best promoter of all time, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never, ever wanted to go to wrestling, but I ended up going when I worked as a bartender. So all of us went to the Orlando Arena, okay? That's the only time I've ever been there. And we literally went and watched, like, the whole thing. I saw, like, Kane, Rock, all them fuckers, dude. Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, dude. I never laughed so hard in my life because I'll never forget my friends had a Kane mask, one of them with him, and he comes out, and this guy comes out of nowhere. We're all walking back to our cars, and he goes, and he had his mask on, my buddy, and he was like, they just started fucking wrestling, going at it, dude, in the fucking middle of the parking lot, like in the grassy parking lot. And but they role played it. Like, they didn't get mad. Like, and so he, like, reaches – remember when Kane used to do the reach out and grab you by the neck and pick you up?
Yeah,
my buddy picked him up. Choke slam. Like, I simulated a choke slam. The guy's, like, going, no.
Undertaker.
I was like, God, we are all so incredibly fucking lame. We literally just sat here and drank a shit ton of beer and watched WWE.
Lame? It's fucking awesome, bro. Like, that's what we need more of.
It was so much fun. It really was.
It made me think of the XFL when that shit came out, where they tried to mix WWF with NFL. You know, it was like catered towards wrestling fans, but it had football. But the only bad thing was it had shitty football.
I know.
They just had a bunch of players that couldn't fucking play. Like, gotten some good talent, they'd have probably done really well with it.
It was like watching third string college football.
That's what it was.
It was totally third string.
Everybody that couldn't make it in the NFL that was like, I'm just gonna try.
Do you remember, like, the Undertaker would come in there and be on the jumbotron and be like, I feel it. You know, do all this shit.
Oh, dude, I fucking loved it, man. Loved it.
The XFL, I mean, honestly, it was really cool because of the fact that they mixed the wrestling and shit in there. In the football, just
they had the cheerleaders more like strippers as opposed to like cheerleaders. Like, it was just
movie?
Much sex.
What was the movie? Was it the replacements? Yeah, yes. they're all kind of hookers and shit.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
And then, they get like strippers over there, like dancing and popping. And it's like, whoa, damn.
That's what the XFL was, man.
R-E-S-P-C-T. What do you mean to me? The black guy.
Yeah.
My God.
It's so fucking true, though, dude. It's like XFL, man. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. That was some good times. Did you ever go to one of those games or no?
No, dude, I was poor back then. I couldn't afford shit.
I was poor. I couldn't go even to an XFL game.
Dude, I didn't even know that color television existed until I was like 13 and went over to a friend's house. We had black and white TVs in the house like for forever. we had the dial. You had to walk up and turn it. Like, we didn't have remotes back in the day. And I went over to my friend's house and he had the 52-inch RCA rear projector, the big-ass box thing. With the surround sound that had like the 8-foot speakers, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
My dad had remote controls in the early 1970s. It was his kids. He's like, get up and change the channel. we were his remote control.
I was 76, but I'm talking like, I didn't have like, I was talking like 89, 90.
Hey.
Before we got a color TV. Like, when it was like, everybody had color TV by then, and cable. Like,
we had rabbit ears. I remember I used to stand up there and my dad would go, hey, stay right there for a second. And it would be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you had to hold the rabbit ear. Go get the aluminum foil, because right where your arm is where it needs to go.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We didn't have aluminum foil. That's another luxury.
Yeah. You guys were like scraping off the pans for hours.
Super poor.
Well, that was before they had what they call the no stick shit. So that shit always stuck too.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. But going back, let's full circle it back to your gym etiquette.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we totally went off on a tangent, but back to the gym thing. That's how I feel. Seriously.
Yeah. So if someone's bigger than me, I don't know if I'd necessarily hold that against them.
No, I'm not talking about bigger. I'm talking about fat, bro.
I'm talking about fatter. Yeah, fatter. I don't think I'd hold that against them if they really knew their stuff and they knew what they were doing. Because sometimes people have, like, you know, diseases and shit that they can't control.
I understand that.
You know?
I get that.
You see coaches all the time that are overweight, but they're still hell of coaches and they can still hella coach people. You know? Like, if they know the form and they know the technique, I mean, that would come down. They would definitely have a little more to prove.
Correct. That's what I was going to go with.
Because obviously I had that doubt in the back of my head going, all right, do they really know their shit? Because they're not following it. But when you get in there and they're like, okay, adjust this form, do this and that, and they know their technique, I'd be okay with it. I'd rather have someone that was like that than have some super fit person that was pretty much just like, I fucking all the candy in the gym and not paying attention to me at all. Because I've had that too as trainers. You know, I've had some trainers where literally they're like, all right, no. They walk over and they're like, okay, dude, do 3 sets of these. I'll be back in like 10 minutes. And then they fucking just wandered off and it was just me by myself just doing the shit. And they come back, how'd that feel? Felt like shit. Great. Sounds good. Perfect. Let's move on to the next set. Come over here. Okay. Pick this shit up 12 times for 3 sets. I'll be back. You know, like that. And it's like, no, fuck that, dude. I'm paying you like, be attentive, not, you know, or they, I mean, I had one guy, I remember it was at TBC. I think it was TBC. The one over there by.
Dude, that gym was like, how old were you with that?
I don't know. I was in my 20s.
I was going to say, dude, that's been gone a long time.
Yeah, that was over there by Creative Drive, off of Creative Drive. TBC. Oh,
you're talking about, that was the Bodine's.
Yeah.
Old place.
Yeah.
Before he had Southside Barbell.
But correct. There was a trainer that I went in there, dude. I was paying, I don't know, it was like $50 a session. And this was back in like 2000s, which so $50 a session was for a half hour session was a good chunk of change.
Yeah, that's
back
then. Still expensive today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen some people tell me.
And this dude double booked. So he had like 2 people paying, like, and he would just bounce between us. And I was like, this is fucked up. Like, I thought I'd have you undivided for a half hour, not be sharing you with somebody else. They're doing totally, and they were be doing like totally different stuff across the gym. So he'd be walking back and forth. And I was just like, I'm not getting any value out of this at all.
Right. You know? Yeah. You got to have one-on-one, man. Period. I'm the same way. One-on-one. If you're not going to give me your undivided attention, then I don't even want to be with you.
Yeah. I don't know. And I also had some people that like didn't take into account like injuries. You know, and they're like, just do it, you know, and then I end up fucking hurting myself and they're like, oh, sorry, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's the reason why I went with my guy, because the very first thing that he said was we got to make you more mobile, have more mobility and be more flexible because you need to get that as well. And so I was like, all right, you know, whatever. I'm here because I don't want to get hurt. I'm 50 some odd years old, you know, so I just take a. They're there to guide you is what I'm saying. Right. And so I'd have a tough time like talking to somebody. And I know it sounds superficial and asshole-like, but I'd have a tough time listening to somebody who doesn't practice what they preach too. Right. You know what I mean? Now, like you said, if they have an illness and they're like, hey, listen, I normally don't look, you know, here's a shining example. And you know, my nutritionist doesn't mind saying this because the first time I saw him, I thought, damn, he's big. You know what I mean? And he's telling me nutrition. He's giving me nutrition. Yeah. But then he started talking to me about it. He's like, listen, I'm bigger than I am right now. He showed me some. No. He was like, he showed me some before and afters.
Photoshops.
I was like, that is not your head on that body. What are you talking about? But no, he was
man, that's just a tanning wall right there.
He was pushing close to 300 pounds, dude, at one point in his life, dude.
He showed you the before after befores.
Yeah, no shit. I'm gonna tell him you said that, but he'll laugh his ass off. But
he went fat, fit, fat. Yes. Like I do, like my cycle. Yeah, I'm in a bulky stage right now.
Leave me alone, I'm bulking.
You know, I just like to prove it to people that you can fucking lose weight over and over again. So every couple years, I gotta remind myself that, like, you know, I can do this shit. So I let myself get fat.
Shit. No fucking shit, man.
That's what I'm gonna start telling people. That's it, right there. Baby.
You know, I always go like this. I go, leave me alone, bitch. I'm bulking.
I'd be like, I'm doing one of those Instagram things where I went from being fit to fucking fat, so that way I can go back to fit so I can show people how it works. It's just taking me a little longer this time because the food's really good.
The food's really good.
I'm doing a 5-year session right now because they told me that. Because last time they told me that last time I did this, they told me I wasn't fat long enough, so I didn't really fully grasp what it was like being fat because my body remembered how fit I was.
Oh my God, man. But seriously, all joking around aside, seriously, all I'm saying is that I have a tough time with that. So he explained it right out the gate because he already knew I was probably judging him a little bit. You know what I mean? In the back of his mind.
Yeah, you have judgy eyes.
Oh, I am a fucking judgy motherfucker. I judge myself.
Yeah.
I judge myself. And
you're quizzing him to like what flavor Twinkies you like.
Yeah. He's like the original. No, I'm just kidding. But only ones that matter.
So. What does Best Buy mean for you? not a rapper.
Two for one.
no, Best Buy means that it's still, you can still eat it afterwards. It just tastes better before that date. there's no expiration date. It never expires.
See, it's expirations are bullshit date. Too. Expirations are bullshit. Those are shelf life.
Yeah,
dates,
dude. I brought some 200 million year old sea salt, and it fucking expired like a week after I bought it.
Listen,
can you get that? Can you believe that shit, dude? Shit was made, was created 200 million fucking years ago, and it just expired like a week after I bought it. Like, it couldn't wait another fucking 30 years, like, until, you know, I expire? No. That's some bullshit right there, dude.
See, I'm a firm believer, you know, after talking to some people in the grocery industry, and they tell me, you know, literally, it's a sell-by
date. Fucking work, yeah.
They have to sell it, Best Buy, because they have to work you on that, because, you know, they also got to cover their ass if they sell it and then you get sick. And then they can say, well, there's a Best Buy date on there. But I'll be honest with you. Now, I probably shouldn't have. People will probably fucking say I'm an idiot. But the reality is, I already know that I'm an idiot. But I've eaten eggs and stuff that have been like a week past their Best Buy date. You know what I mean? And all that shit with no fucking problem.
Well, that's no problem at all, because normally, I think by law, like, you have to have I can't remember exactly. I think it's 14 days. Don't quote me on that. After your sell by date or your Best Buy date, that is still viable to eat.
Right.
I can Google that real quick.
Google for the win. There goes Google Mike.
Yep.
But the reality is like I said, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I have no problem eating things that are past their expiration dates. I'll eat shit that's on the fucking ground too. I mean, that's a whole nother subject. All I'm saying,
it's safe to say days, but not more than a week for most refrigerated items, months to years for canned and dry food items in the pantry.
Well, like I said, you know, that's that. But the reality is, back to the personal trainer stuff. That's what I believe, what I think. Now, I'm not saying that people that aren't overweight can't train you if they have, like you said, a medical condition. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're going to have a – I wouldn't stop having a one-on-one.
How much overweight are we talking here? Like, I guess I needed to preface it a little bit more.
Are you talking
somebody in the 25% body fat range teaching you, or are you talking about, like, you know –
I'm talking somebody that's over 30% like I was. If you're over 30% body fat, you just don't give a fuck. That's as simple as what I feel. I agree with that. Or you've given up. You know what I mean?
32%.
Listen, over here,
I agree with that.
Only reason why I'm saying that is because I'm working really hard to not be that statistic. Okay. And I don't want to be that fucking dude that I was. You know, I was up to almost 230 fucking pounds, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm at 190, 191 roughly. So it's like, fuck that. You know, I don't want to be that guy anymore. No matter what, every time I get myself in a pickle or in a hole where I'm like, okay, maybe fuck it, quit, I remind myself of that shit every time. Do I want to be a fat fuck and look like those photos again? No, I don't. So
I'll tell you my biggest problem, and I have not figured out how to fix it, is I have a tendency to eat when I'm doing a lot of mental work. Like, I feel like I need the fuel to fuel my brain. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'll sit there and I'll be like eating while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that a lot. And then I also noticed that I emotionally eat when I'm looking for comfort. I've noticed those are the two things. I noticed that with the working, because it's like, I'll sit there and I don't know if you're like this, but I'll start to get run down. And I'll have to go eat something like brain food, like either fat or sugar, you know, something of that nature to fire me up again. So that way I can keep working. And I notice that that's where I think the imbalance comes in, because I'm not doing as much physical exertion, but I'm doing a lot of mental exertion. So I don't know how to fix that. Where I have the sustainable energy, but I don't need to binge eat like that. I'll binge eat, but just overeat.
You know,
that might be a good question for an expert.
Yeah, it really would. We should bring, you know what? I am going to bring
somebody on, I think. I think I'm going to reach out to somebody.
Not a fatty, though, because we can't have fatties.
Speaking of fatties, I'm going to go roll one. I'm getting out of here. Just kidding. Seriously. No,
we got to make this an extra long episode because we don't know when the next time we'll be back.
No, just everybody kidding. Already's like, Jesus Christ, man. They're going to go back to daily? Jesus. Anyway.
Daily's better. I think we're better daily because I think we roll better. Like, we get out of sync. It's my problem. Yeah. I feel like this weekly bullshit, we just go, well, I forgot. So did you. So fuck it.
Fuck it.
We'll get to it tomorrow. And then like, I don't know what to talk about. It's been so long since I talked to anybody. I don't have any conversations to have.
All right, assholes. Well, listen, we will see you tomorrow on the next show. Yeah, see, your eyes just got big like fuck. So
no, let's do it.
Mr. I'm going to go back to daily. We're going to go back to daily. So here we go.
Sounds good.
So
here we go.
So guys, don't forget, head over to the Daily BM because nothing's changed in like a month. But fuck it. Go over there and check shit out. Go over there. At least click on our Amazon links because we get credit for that. Yeah, don't forget. All right? Mm-hmm. Please, seriously, buy shit. It's the fucking holiday season. Hook a brother up. Anyway.
Hey, if you want to buy something, send it to us first and we'll make you a link and send it back. At least we'll get commission.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Help us, help us.
There is no shame in our fucking game whatsoever. So, that being said, Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, I'm just glad to be back, everybody. Hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving, and it's nice to be back on the air. And we hope you enjoyed the episode, or I do anyways, but I probably give two shits less.
Nah, no. But anyway, guys, we'll catch you on the flip side. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Deuces.